그냥 들으세요. 그냥 들으세요. 들으세요.
다 다리 대한다. 아메리카리아 아니 벽에 나고 산재배 다 산자로 다 탕구 추대배 근데 기시 왕자 나갔다 한다 서귀대 엔 다리 좋아제 엔 대사리아 등에 대한 서문 지하지 또 숨브레 마셔 가보죠
I'm very happy to be here in America in one of the oldest Tibetan Buddhist center and to have this opportunity of giving a sermon here.
In the day, and Manzu Pera, Tamilga Yunga, Chan Kashere, and Tanaja, the Canada, Shija Kuni, Chan Kashere, Joshua, and Italia, around the Kulmuk. That's a refugee camp. Mm-hmm. Tianzo Manguchi, the Russian lady, and the Tala, another American top way, the Koroj Zomdesha, and Tian Samalalia, and Tango Ding a tested his eye.
First of all, I would like to extend my warmest greetings today to the Tibetans in the United States and Tibetans who have come from Canada. And also to the Kalmuk Mongolians who are the elder refugees and many of our American friends.
Ta te anda en tere anda chenji cha de en kya da yawu sta ma chwa da de de gi cha su chimu chi ma shim de de gi ka sha yong da ka bu re en ne ta nya le shi zen ne zu shi ma shi na 가셔는 연내주 시작하고 된대지. 그냥 가셔 뒷내주 가서 또 타고다 지금 마시면 연다 가버리대. 그냥 광다 시야래.
There might be some difficulty in understanding the sermon that I'm about to give, partly owing to the language barrier, and also partly because some points. Might be difficult to understand, and I would apologize for this.
That's enough. You're going to answer the question. You're going to answer the question. You're going to answer the heart sutra. That's it. You're going to answer the question. 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 You're going to answer the 아니 추어 탐제 동반이 그 정신 인상 봐 참바제 아니 컨센트레이션 나셔 와
First of all, we will be reciting the Heart Sutra, which is about Shunyata, voidness, and
which is describing,
which describes the Shunyata. And while we recite this, I would like you all to, if you are able to think about all phenomena as being in shunyata.
In the nature of shunya.
In the nature of shunya.
Pāpā kūśo sum lā chā sā lō ndekā tāpē tāpā tē jānā jāng tēn tē jēpē kā wā chākē pōngpū tā tā kē lōng kē kēn tē chāng pō tā shēn chū sēn pē kēn tē chāng pō tā tā wā chū tō shū tē tē sē sāmo nā wā shē chā mē shē jē nām tā jē tēng kē chū lā nyō pō chū tō yāng tē sē shēn chū sāmbā sāmbā chāng pō pō chāng tē sē wā chū shē rā jē pā rā tō chāng pō sāmo chā pā nyē lā nā pā tā jē hūm mō ngā pō tē Somebody tōngwañi nā sōmi, tōngwañi dōshī mi, dōshī nā mi, nā mi, nā mi, nā mi, nā mi, jī mi, lī mi, yī mi, sū mi, dā mi, tī mi, rō mi, rīcī mi, shū mi, dō mi, kā kāma nī, yī kā mi, yī, nā mi, rīcī mi, kāng jī pā tōng yā mē dō. Mārī kua sāpa mi, kā shī mi, kā shī sāpa pā tōng yā mē dō, tēshī ndō tūngā wā tō, kūn shū wā tāng, kōng bā tāng lā mi, yī shī mi, tā pā mi, wā tā pā yā mē dō, shē rī wā tā tā wā nā, shī tō sāpa tā, ຍັງແນ່ນແດ່ວ່າຖ້າຊິໂຕຊິບໍ່ຊິຍາຕາຈະຊິເລີຍຈະພາລະໂຕຊິມາລະແຕ່ນະລະນະວ່າຍາດວ່າໂຕເບຊິຍູ້ດອງບໍ່ຊໍວ່າສັງແກ່ສໍຄວານະນະງາມິນຍະບັນດາຍະແບງງາດຸງເດຈະໂຕຊິເລີຍເບງາມິຣິບັນນະຕະປະຊາບາຊິເລີຍເບງາແມ່ວ່າບໍ່ເດໂຕຂອງເຊີບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ຊິບໍ່ Kalaje Samara, Shandara, Samara, Yabe, Tayata, Gade, Gade, Paran, Gade, Paran, Gade, Buddhi, Hobokujo, and Jacob, and Bajim, Budoji, Overjudge, Oh.
Sanjay,
The sermon today is divided into two parts. First part consisting of the generation of an altruistic aspiration to highest enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings in connection with the right. And then the second part is concerned with empowering your recitation of the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum.
Nam Nimayauti Wate Linga Rawati Nande Maranzo Gay Mendawa Cholu Mendawa Kunshi Mendawa Shedem Mendawa as the Ruruji Zomdiari.
Under the bright sun in this fine park, many of us are gathered here with different languages, different styles of dress, different and perhaps even also different
faiths.
However, all of us are the same in being humans.
And
we all innately have the thought of I. And we're all the same in wanting happiness, in thinking, may I have happiness, and may I avoid suffering. Those who have cameras here and are taking pictures have the thought of having happiness and avoiding suffering. The monks who are sitting before me have the thought, may I have happiness, may I avoid suffering. Those of you who are standing about and sitting about in the audience, all of you also have the thought, may I have happiness, may I avoid suffering. And within the appearance of this type of thought innately to our own minds, we are spending our lives. And we all equally have the right to achieve happiness and to avoid suffering. There are many different means and techniques for achieving happiness and avoiding suffering, and each and every one of us has our own estimation of what the best means for achieving happiness is and what the best means is for avoiding suffering. And within that estimation, we are spending our lives. Now, when we investigate to find out just what the nature of this happiness is that we're seeking and what the nature of the suffering is that we're seeking to get rid of,
this one. What kinds of suffering?
There are many different kinds. But in brief, there are two kinds for each pleasure and suffering. There's physical and mental pleasure and physical and mental suffering. Now, our materialistic progress is for the sake of achieving that happiness which depends on the body and getting rid of that suffering which depends on the body. However, it is indeed difficult, isn't it, for us as humans to get rid of all suffering by these external means.
Internal spiritual development.
And thus there comes to be a great difference between seeking happiness in dependence on external things and seeking happiness in dependence on one's own internal thought. Even if the suffering is the same, there comes to be a great difference in the way we experience it, dependent upon our attitude. Thus our mental attitude is very important with respect to how we spend our lives. Now there are many different religions that give forth precepts and advice with respect to how to adjust one's mental attitude. Now, every religion, without exception, is concerned with providing advice and precepts for the sake of making the mind more peaceful, more disciplined, more moral, more ethical. Thus, the essence of all religions, when we get down to the essence of all religions, they are just one. But in terms of the philosophical fields, There are many differences. And there indeed would be no end to the argument if we just concentrated on the philosophical side. And this would create unnecessary work for ourselves.
Try to implement in daily life.
However, if we try to implement in daily life these precepts, it's much more successful.
Much more useful. Meaningful.
Since this is the case, the most important thing is for us to put into practice, to make useful the precepts for goodness that we have heard in any religion.
In a sense, real fighter or soldier, fighting with whom? Enemy. Which enemy? Insight, bad thought, illusion, anger, attachment, pride. These are real ultimate enemy. These enemy, not outside, but inside. So we must fight for these enemy. With this enemy, right? Against this enemy, what weapon, wisdom, or concentration, or deep samadhi? Wisdom, as say, kasota, do.
Wisdom is the bullet. Calm abiding of the mind, meditative stabilization is the. Wisdom is the weapon.
Wisdom
is like the bullet or the ammunition, whereas the calm mind is like the weapon for firing
it.
Just as when we fight externally, suffering, and we have to undergo suffering, pain, and so forth, so when we undergo this fight internally, there is indeed internal pain, hardship.
Therefore,
religion is something internal to be thought about.
Science, technology, outer space, the deep outer space
Now, from another point of view, we are going into deep outer space based on developments of modern technology.
Nature of mind. Mind can just do me. Mind effect can just do me. You can't let give. You melon. You let you want.
However, However, there are many things left to be examined and thought about with respect to the nature of the mind, the effects of the mind, the causes of the mind, what the substantial cause of mind is, what the cooperative condition of mind is, and so forth. Now there are many, there's much advice, many precepts with respect to this, but the main of all of these is love and compassion. Within the Buddhist doctrine, there are very many powerful techniques capable of advancing the mind with respect to compassion and love. A good mind, a good heart, warm feeling is the most important thing. If you don't have such a good mind, you yourself cannot be comfortable. You won't put one oneself cannot be happy, and so also one's own family, one's own mate or children or neighbors and so forth won't be happy either. And thus from nation to nation, continent to continent, everyone's mind becomes disturbed, people lose happiness. But then from the other side, if one does have a good attitude, a good mind, a good heart, then the opposite is true. Thus in human society, love, compassion, and kindness are the most important.
It is something real precious. It is very necessary in one's life. So it is worthwhile to make effort to develop this this sort of good heart.
From all points of view, we're all the same in wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. Now oneself is only one, but others are infinite in number. Therefore, others are more important than oneself. There's no need to mention the great difference between the amount of satisfaction there is in just oneself being happy and the amount of satisfaction there is in an infinite number of people being happy. If even one person cannot stand, if one oneself, one person cannot stand suffering, how much is it, what need is there to mention how all people can't stand suffering? Therefore, it is a mistake if one uses others for one's own purpose. Rather, one should use oneself for others' welfare.
Dinde yindu, shengi che tu, ane rangi, lunga yisungi nuba chi yobati, shengi tuandu, ke shengi tuandu chana, ta yang takwa jire, dinde yindu, shengi che tu, kasore, rang shengi che tu pukeda, tonga, rangi shengi che tu samba, tangyan disha, rangi shengi che tu tonga di, ta yang takwa jire.
Thus, to use whatever capacities of body, speech, and mind oneself has for the benefit of others, that is right.
Galaya, Shengi Dunge Sendu Tang, Shengi Tawa Dumdugi, Shampang Lo Sangbuti, Gekabare.
Thus, it is necessary to generate such a mind of altruism, wishing for the welfare of others through their achievement of happiness and through their getting rid of suffering. Whether one believes in a religion or not, there isn't anyone, and whether one believes in rebirth or not, there isn't anyone who doesn't appreciate compassion. Mercy. From the moment, let's see, at the time of our birth, we are under the care and kindness of our parents. And then later on in our life, when we are pressed by sickness and become old, we are again dependent upon the kindness of others.
So today, in the manzu misiti, tomata, tamati, shengi, forget that zawa chiaji kani ya manzu teni, goba chindu zane.
And therefore, since it is the case that at the beginning and end of our lives we are so dependent on others' kindness, how can it be in the middle that we would neglect kindness toward others? How good it would be if we could practice kindness toward others. Therefore, no matter whom I meet, wherever I go, I always give the advice to be altruistic and kind to others. And from my own point of view, I am now 44 years old, and I am concentrating my own energy, meditation, and so forth, on the increase of kindness.
This is the essence of religion. This is the essence of Buddha Dharma. So, now that,
Thus, we should take this expression of kindness, this altruistic type of mind, as the very basis and internal structure of our practice. And related with this are the eight verses written by the Gautama Geshe Lanri Thamba on training the mind. Now, there isn't any time here to give the story of Geshe Lanri Thamba.
Eight verses
Now the first stanza says, with the determination to accomplish the highest welfare for all sentient beings who surpass even a wish-granting jewel, may I at all times hold them dear.
This one.
Song.
That diggy. Rang le shen chana, shen so chawada. Shen, peke ke chawada, zidi.
How others should be held and considered as more dear, more important than oneself.
Teya ini, shen le ya, kasure. Shen sem jan la tene. Rang sem sangbo toma kia di, mi yu sem jan la tene.
Now indeed, it is in dependence upon sentient beings that one first generates this altruistic aspiration to highest enlightenment. And it is in relation to sentient beings that one practices the deeds of the path in the middle in order to achieve enlightenment. And it is for the sake of sentient beings that one achieves Buddhahood. Therefore, sentient beings are the object of observation, the basis of all of this marvelous development. Therefore, they are more important than even a wish-granting jewel, and one should treat them respectfully and kindly.
This one. That verse is, Sholo ka nipa. Kang du su dan drogwe tse, dan yin gun le man ta shing. Shan la samba takwa yi chao du jebu, zibu shou.
The second stanza is, whenever I associate with someone, may I think of myself as the lowest among all of them and hold others to be supreme from the very depths of my heart.
Jenny, Shanley, Shan Simjan, Zawa Gomiatta, Shan Simjan, Pamba Duyasin, dear, Ran Gibachuna, Ran Dawajuna, Samba, Dindigi, and a Samba Wangi, Shanley, Benacha, Casore, Ninja Gombaina, Randu Koju, any Casore.
If one cultivates love, compassion, and so forth for the sake of one's own welfare, selfishly for one's own welfare, then one is all stuck up and tied up within a worldly point of view, and a good results won't come from it.
So, did you do? Shanla Pamba Duya de Shetagwane, Shetagwane, Rangde Yawatoti, Shandun Sur Lembe Tane, any Simjan Sudan Droga Tanaya, Nagem Mijawa, Rani Tedale, member daddy, Simjan Namji Bangsu Tabu, Rara.
Therefore, one should have an attitude of seeking the welfare of others, an attitude of altruism for others from the very depths of one's heart. Whenever one associates with others, one should not have any selfish attitude at all, and one should have no pride. If one assumes a humble attitude, one's own good qualities will increase. Whereas if one is proud, one will become jealous of others. One will become angry at others. And one will look down on others. And due to that, we will become... And there will be unhappiness in society.
Unpleasant atmosphere will, kasuri, increase or create. Just one. Da, dije, kanso de yun. Dene, versus sumbati, jalam kundo rangyo la taujing, Jalam Kundu Rangyu La Daoxin Nyumu Jemata Daxin Marun Chebe Na Zendo Dongnen Dabur Shos Shaloga Sumbati.
The third stanza is, in all actions may I search into my mind, and as soon as an afflictive emotion arises, endangering myself and others, may I firmly face it and avert it.
Ta, tindegi sem sangbe nyamlin cheyade. Nyumumbe rangar shana nyumumbe tarje cheyimbe.
When one practices such a good altruistic attitude, if one left one's own afflictive emotions just as they are, they will create trouble.
Nyumumbe rambe kongdoda. Ani, ngajeda digi digi, tindegi sem sangbuji, shenbeng sem sangbuji aliya, nama kyeni, kakcha cheni, kazore, dokshane suda kazore, gejin cheni, yon yindu zane, tindegi nyumumba, kye yindu zane, tamataliya, nyambu dengu gris, hanyamata.
One's own anger, pride, and so forth serve as obstacles to the development of one's own altruistic attitude. They harm it, they injure it. Therefore, one shouldn't just let these go on when they're generated, but relying on antidotes to them, stop them. As I said before, anger, pride, competitiveness, and so forth are our real enemies. So, since there isn't anybody who hasn't gotten angry at some time, we can, on the basis of all of our own experience, understand that no one can be happy, or who is there that could be happy within an attitude of anger. We can understand this ourselves. What doctor is there who prescribes anger as a treatment for any disease? What doctor is there who says that by getting angry, you could make yourself more happy.
More happier. This one? So, Saturday, you do, Naranzo, Nangi Nyomo, Kiyaki, Kukup, Tejiyama.
Now, we are allowing ourselves the. Therefore, we shouldn't allow any opportunity for these afflictive emotions to be generated. If we come under the influence of these afflictive emotions, not only would it be the case that other people wouldn't like us, but we would even be brought to the point where we would want to commit suicide.
This way.